Who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up?
I'm a girl.
Hips on the drag queen go swish, swish, swish. Swish, swish, swish. Swish, swish, swish.
Drag Queen Story Hour is fantastic because it addresses all of these issues of gender fluidity and self-acceptance and all of these topics that are real, are very, very real.
Do you get it? Everyone thinks that this girl is a boy because she's a little bit of a tomboy. People who think that gay people are sinful or evil or, you know, bad to begin with. So, you know, we're sort of just starting from such different places that it's kind of irrelevant to me.
It's great. So much energy. Did you like it?
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm looking for in all of our outings, is to present different ways of being in the world and make that fun and available to my kids.
The hands on the drag queen go jazz, jazz, all through the town.
It's time to expose the grooming on YouTube Kids. What happens when kids search gender? You think your kids are safe there? Watch this.
This one has a penis. It's a boy. This one has a vulva. It's a girl.
Whoa.
Let's hit the brakes, people. The way your body looks on the outside is only part of the story.
Huh? What?
Stay with me, gang. Your sex refers to your physical body parts, remember? But there is also something called gender, which is how you feel inside your body and who you know yourself to be. And your gender, how you feel on the inside, doesn't always match the sex you were called when you were born.
But what if you were born with a penis and you know you're a girl inside, not a boy?
Then your sex and your gender don't match. The body parts you were born with don't always dictate who you are, how you feel, or what you like to play with.
That's such a relief.
Figuring out what feels right for you is just part of growing up.
Queer kid stuff.
Today, we're going to talk about gender.
Boys can't wear dresses, can they?
Well, why not? You should wear whatever clothes make you feel like the best version of yourself. People who are trans do not identify with the gender doctors tell them they are when they are born. We're going to talk about what it means to be trans in a later episode.
But Lindsay, I still don't know if I'm a boy or a girl.
Well, Teddy, did you know that some people aren't boys or girls? When you meet someone, just ask them what their pronoun is. What's your pronoun, Teddy?
I don't feel like a she or a he, so I guess my pronoun is they.
Meet the Gender Unicorn. You can check it out at transstudent.org/gender. I'm pretty sure I'm gay, which means when I'm physically attracted to somebody else, they are usually male. Romantically or emotionally attracted to. Physical attraction and romantic emotional attraction sometimes match and sometimes they do not. That an individual's physical, romantic and emotional attraction to another person can depend on and is certainly not limited to that person's sex assigned at birth, their gender expression and their gender identity.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
What's your name?
Miko.
Miko? I'm Isabella. What's your name?
Kristen.
Kristen? Nice to meet you. I'm Isabella. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. Are you nervous?
Yes.
How come? Do I look scary? Do you know what I am? No? I'm a drag queen. Have you ever heard of a drag queen before? No.
Everybody should try drag at least once. It's really fun.
Even kids?
Yeah. There's actually quite a few kids that are starting to do drag.
Do dogs do drag?
Do dogs do drag? I mean, they can. You can dress a dog up in a dress and take them on stage with you.
So, why did you want to get to be a drag queen?
Why did I want to be a drag queen?
Or what's your inspiration?
Great question.
Welcome to the final part of our four-part series, breaking down the letters in LGBT. You ready, Teddy?
Ready.
Okay. Today, we are talking about the fourth letter, T. T stands for trans or transgender. There's something a bit weird about how doctors assign gender to babies. That's because there aren't only boys and girls, and because not all people identify with their assigned gender.
Oh, so the doctors are wrong sometimes?
Yes, Teddy. Sometimes doctors don't assign the right genders. When a person does not identify with the gender they're assigned when they're born, they are trans or transgender. People who are trans can be boys or girls or people too.
And I can always ask someone their pronoun, just like you taught me.
That's right, Teddy. There's also another word you should know. It's the word cisgender. Someone who is cisgender does identify with the gender they're assigned.
Okay. So since you are assigned girl and you use she, then you are cisgender.
That is exactly right, Teddy.
So we've uncovered the fact that all four countries in the UK have enrolled into this comprehensive sexuality education. We're all at different stages of its implementation. So you would have seen some graphic lesson content rolling out in Scotland and England and some in Ireland. But here in Wales, we've had something quite different. It's radical. We've been legislated against. So we've got this new sex education from age 3 to 16 with no parental opt-out. It is now embedded all across the curriculum, and it is littered with three theories. So the first theory is we are sexual from birth. That is the framework and the theory for the whole of the UK, rather concerning. The gender ideology, that there are countless numbers of genders and the doctor guesses your gender at birth. And then we have the queer theory. The queer theory is very concerning. It wants to, in their own words, they want to smash heteronormativity. And if your child, your son doesn't play with a tractor, then your son is queer. You know, so somewhere on this scale, you are queer. But when you look at the work of these people behind this, they do not believe in childhood innocence. They do not believe that childhood is actually a concept. So they think that this is a myth. Children and adults are equal in all senses, including sexual issues as well.
Parents of America, this is something you need to hear from a former public school teacher. In my district, there was a teacher that called home and used the new pronoun and name that was being used on the school campus. This child had changed their gender at school, and when the teacher called home, they used the new pronoun and name. The parent did not recognize who that child was and had no idea that their name and pronouns were changed at school. Because of this incident, our administration instructed us to not tell parents when a child changes their pronouns or changes their gender at school. And considering that they are pushing on our kids the idea that there are 50 plus genders, this is alarming.
The hardest part of all this was when I didn't transition and I was not happy and it didn't feel right.
So we sought the support of a gender specialist. And so through conversations there, Rebecca came to tell us, no, this is definitely me. I'm a girl. I'm a girl in my head, in my heart.
I felt like I was a girl because I liked the color pink and I liked girls' clothes and how they wore their hair and stuff.
Hi guys, what's up? It's Evan Ross Katz. I'm senior style editor here at Mike.com. I'm joined by one of the youngest and most famous drag kids in the world. Desmond is amazing.
It is an honor to be back, and I'm very grateful.
Oh, such a beautiful look before my eyes today. Can you talk to me about the look?
This outfit is what I'm calling Ice Queen.
And what inspired it?
Winter.
Happy holidays!
I'm Desmond is Amazing and LGBTQ kids, happy holidays and Merry Christmas. Follow me on Instagram at Desmond is Amazing. No spaces.
Love a good plug.
Bye.
So, Patty, is there a secret that you want to be a girl?
Actually, I don't want to be a girl. I am a girl.
7-year-olds Paddy and George have something in common. They're both transgender.
They're not some circus freaks. They're normal children who are born with the wrong plumbing.
Today, kids as young as 3 are saying they were born the wrong gender.
Are you a boy or a girl?
Boy. Because I want to be a boy.
But what do you do when your perfect baby girl wants to be a little boy?
Go in there, otherwise I'll kill you!
George hates being identified as a twin because he associates being a twin as being a girl.
Or your youngest son wants to be daddy's little princess.
Each of us brings little baby home. Little boy, imagine kicking football with him.
Förra somras så kom det liksom jättemånga barn och liksom bara sa till mig, är du kille eller tjej, är du kille eller tjej? Svarade liksom ingenting. Sen så svarade jag att jag var båda.
Sweden is the most forward-thinking country in the world when it comes to questioning gender. The gender-neutral pronoun hen is now commonly used by most Swedes, and government-funded gender-neutral kindergartens often spark controversy in the foreign press. With recent victories for the trans rights movement, and more young people defining something other than male and female than ever before, I'm curious to find out what it's like to grow up without the gender binary.
So I've just arrived in Örebro in Sweden. I'm about to go meet a family who are attempting to bring up their kids free from all gender norms. Hello, Amelia, nice to meet you. How are you?
Now I can go
this is Nico.
Hello.
This is Margareta,
Amelia,
and
nice
this is Nika. Margareta is my partner's mother.
And where's your partner?
At work.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody's got to bring home the veggie bacon.
If you think life is complicated, try dealing with a transgender girl texting a boy she just met at school.
She's made a new friend and it's a boy. So I tell her, you know, if you're gonna have friends that are boys, they need to know immediately.
I wanted to tell you that I was transgender, which means that I was a boy, but I became a girl. So I have a girl brain, but a male body.
A few moments later, the boy responds, obviously confused.
He just sent me, but you have a girl body, right?
That's a very difficult question to ask. Why don't you tell him to watch the videos first?
Jazz texts him back to watch this online video of her, hoping it will help him to understand.
And I think like a girl, but I just have a boy body.
Oh, that's a cute video. So what parts of a boy do you have?
I had an appointment recently at the Tavistock in London, and our second appointment is the second day I go back to school. I'm hoping for the blockers, really, just to make the whole package, make me happy, and that will be that. I'll be perfect.
And I would be quite happy for Kai to go on the hormone blockers now. I mean, he's nearly 10, but it would just give him some more time just to breathe without everything growing and being so overwhelming for him.
When I was about 3, I knew there was like something wrong. I didn't know what like happened, like what was happening. But like a year ago, I think now, I told my mum.
You didn't see anything or on TV or anything, and you thought you were the only one in the world. And I said, don't worry, there's other people. A lot of 10-year-olds wouldn't be dealing with these things. So I think it's made him a lot stronger because, you know, he has to stand up for himself a lot more and he has to explain himself a lot more to people.
What's so scary about us? I mean, I know it's new, but sometimes new things aren't what you expect it to be.
Maybe sometimes change is okay.
Yeah, sometimes change is okay. We need change.
We're trying to get to the heart of the issue about why bathroom policies are so disruptive for transgender kids.
That is why we've come to Delaware, to talk to a transgender child, Trinity, a 13-year-old transgender girl.
I'm a mom of three children. My youngest is trans, and I am extremely proud of him. I've just dropped him at a trans youth club, and he's never been to a trans youth club before. He's never met another trans child before. And when we walked through the door, his face just lit up, and I felt delighted.
All right. Satanist use called the Baphomet, pointing up and down, as above, so below. Satan wants to establish his own kingdom. God has a kingdom promised to us. Satan doesn't want that to happen. Satan wants to be our God, and he wants this to be his kingdom, which it basically is already, really. So that's, and you can see it's transgendered. And what is this all about, the Baphomet? Why is the image of Satan transgender? Well, there's a reason for that. Let's consult Wikipedia and what Aleister Crowley had to say in Magic Book 4. Crowley says the Baphomet, which is what we just looked at there, divine androgyne, hieroglyph of arcane perfection. Okay, he is the devil of the Book of Thoth. His emblem is Baphomet, the androgyne, who is the hieroglyph of arcane perfection. He is therefore life and love. The Baphomet is life and love. Moreover, his letter is the I. He is light, the leaping goat, whose attribute is liberty. So they want to be liberated from the confines of God's creation and God's image. So what better way than to recreate yourself into Satan's image, the image of the Baphomet? If a person transforms into the image of a transgender, that is the image of Satan, and Satan is pleased. You're pleasing your God if you're a Satanist.
Websites, every website out here. Look, this looks like a yin yang symbol. It's blue and it's red, masculine, feminine. It's as above, so below, arrows. Everything that's out there is owned by this tranny cabal. Most people have heard of the Shazow thing before, so I won't go into it very much, but it's a boy who gets a magic ring and turns into a girl. Bugs Bunny was a huge cross dresser. Mr. Garrison. Stewie Griffin, I guess, dresses up like a girl all the time. And this strange alien character. Him from the Powerpuff Girls, Satan, is a cross-dresser. And we see the spiral and the six. You see how the spiral can represent the six. It can represent like a 666. They just add spirals onto everything. Even the legs kind of remind me of lightning bolts coming to the ground. So everything is very on purpose. Symbolic. Team Rocket, big time cross-dressers. Apparently this is some from Sailor Moon, some trap. They would try to lure in men. And it's a dude. But they're all femme. It's the kind of thing where you can't see the forest for the trees. This isn't everything. Almost every show has tranny jokes in every episode. Cross-dressing is so common that every show out there has one episode somewhere where they're cross-dressing. Look here, too. This looks like a fish symbol on the private part area. You know, this is supposed to be a male character. But then I guess in the English version, they just made him a female character. It's all strange. I mean, Japanese animation, everything looks feminized. None of the men look like men. Keep going. This is how they get you to not know it by just exposing you to it constantly and the laugh track behind it. They want you to think of this transgenderism thing, this as being a funny idea. I don't have anything in here, any slides of it, but Miss Doubtfire was a huge movie for a reason. They want you to find that humorous, and they don't want you to take it seriously, the idea of being a cross-dresser. Children's shows. These are children's shows, cross-dressing. Jimmy Neutron cross-dressing. We already saw it. Team Rocket does a bunch of cross-dressing. There we go. That's So Raven. A lot of people remember this episode. When you bring up cartoons and cross-dressing, a lot of people were traumatized by this Fairly Odd Parents episode. It's Lisa Simpson. The mustache. Lisa Simpson's head is a sun, too. They like sun symbols. And Lisa wears orange, an orange dress. This looks like a newer one where Homer's a drag queen. Oh, look, there's an orange on the stage. Can't make this stuff up. There's an orange on the stage. And one eye right here. Got the one eye. This goes way back. Way back. Pinky out. Pinky out is just a way to do devil horns. This is Woody the Woodpecker. Cross-dressing. And even with the two sticks, they like having two pillars on the sides of people. It's a very Masonic idea. More cross-dressing for children. Look at Marge's legs. FTM are hairless. And the MTF have to shave all the time because that's what their legs actually look like. Yeah, Marge is a dude. That's why the voice is so scratchy. Did you need pics of Team Rocket cross-dressing? Here you go. Happens all the time. See, and then they come out with something like this, Mulan, which is all about gender bending. And they just play it off as, oh, this is just an innocent tale of a woman who's oppressed, so she has to become... No, it's just about trannyism.
Human beings are on the verge of extinction, and I'm going to show you why and how they're going to do it. Now, first of all, let's take a look at Tasmania. Now, you may say, well, Tasmania is very far away. It doesn't really matter what they do there. But this is how it works, as we've seen before. They start these things far away where nobody's really going to notice, and then it basically spreads around the world. Tasmania on the verge of removing gender from birth certificates. Now, we've seen other countries and other states around the world, and in fact, it's kind of the norm right now that an adult can go and retroactively change their sex on their birth certificate. All right, so we've seen that already. But this is different. This is for newborn babies, all right? And I said this a couple years ago. When this starts to happen, that's the beginning of the end or the end of the end. So this is something to keep an eye on. They're still debating this in the Tasmanian government, but it has been passed in the lower house. And I believe in March they're going to revisit this topic. Tasmania is set to become the first state to remove the sex of a child from birth certificates. For newborn babies, it's been attacked by critics as abolishing gender. Well, yeah, basically it's abolishing the binary male and female reality that exists. They're recreating human beings into the image of their androgynous gods. They're turning the world into a race of Hedras and Kadesh, a bunch of sodomite priests and prostitutes, for the whore of Babylon. It would make Tasmania the first state in Australia to remove gender from birth certificates as a default position. Both driver's licenses and passports already allow people to mark their genders non-binary. Again, when they use the term gender, it really means sex. Okay. The amendments would prevent the registrar of births, deaths, and marriages from collecting information about the sex of a child unless ordered to do so by a court or an overlapping federal law. Tasmania's lower house passes transgender changes for birth certificates. All right, Tasmanian parents will need to opt in to have their baby's gender, sex, recorded on the birth certificate. Human beings will legally be and officially be sexless or genderless or androgynous. Parents who want their child's sex recorded on their birth certificate will have to apply to have this occur. They'll have to beg the government to put male or female on the child's birth certificate. Okay, so this is a step-by-step process. Over the next few years, we're going to see that every child born in most parts of the world will not have their sex registered at all. There will be no record of the original sex. Okay, and then after that, they're going to continue to change that person into an androgyn. Parents' worst nightmare. Son given illegal sex change operation by school system, claims mother. All right, so the child will be born, no record of the original sex. They go to school, and they will be given illegal sex change operations, at least hormones. And this is taking place in Minnesota, of all places. A federal appeals court recently heard arguments in a lawsuit in which a Minnesota mother sued a school district and others over giving her underage son a sex change operation without her consent. Who did this? The school system. All right, the school system. They're going to give boys estrogen. They're going to give girls testosterone. The parents wouldn't even know until it's too late. All right, November 17th, 2018. School has 17 children changing gender as teacher says vulnerable pupils are being tricked into believing they are the wrong sex. 17 pupils are in the process of changing gender. Most of children undergoing transformation are autistic, according to teacher. This means 150 autistic teenagers were issued with puberty blocker drugs. And it's interesting, they're targeting these autistic children. I don't know if there's a link between, you know, normal vaccines. I just see this as a connection between vaccines and autism. And now they're saying there's a connection between transgender or even, you know, gender dysphoria, all these things. They're making excuses as to why they need to transgender these autistic teenagers. So it's just a sign of the times that they're going to transgender children in schools without the parents' knowledge. And they're using hormones. This is at one school, all right? 17 pupils at a single British school are in the process of changing sex. Most of the youngsters undergoing the transformation are autistic. Vulnerable children with mental health problems were being tricked into believing they're the wrong sex. So it could be some kind of experimental program to just get it started. The Mail on Sunday revealed that a third of youngsters referred to the NHS, that's National Health Service's only gender identity clinic for children, showed moderate to severe autistic traits. 150 autistic teenagers were given puberty blocker drugs, which stop the body maturing. The teacher says she felt compelled to speak out to protect pupils, many of whom she believes could already be taking the powerful drugs and may go on to have life-changing surgery. She believes schools and some politicians have swallowed hook, line, and sinker, a politically correct fallacy peddled by a powerful transgender lobby. Yeah, it's called the transpocalypse, and it's happening now. She's asked the Mail on Sunday to conceal her identity on fear of dismissal after almost 20 years as a teacher. But in a shocking interview, the woman, who we shall call Carol, tells how she was advised to keep parents and other teachers in the dark if a pupil claimed to be transgender. Under severe propaganda, of course, older pupils at her school who changed gender groomed younger, mainly autistic children, students to do the same. One autistic teenager is soon to have a double mastectomy. Pupils who say they were born the wrong sex mimic transgender YouTube stars. Carol believes are partly to blame for convincing vulnerable children that have gender dysphoria. Yeah, you know, these YouTube trannies, man, they have like millions of subs, they get millions of views, and they make a lot of money too, right? They refuse to monetize my channel, but they monetize the tranny's channel. If I was teaching children how to become a tranny, I'd be rich.
Hey, Steph, welcome back to my home. I want to revisit a video I did a while ago called Voice Training 101 for Trans Women, I believe was the title. I might be off by a word or two. Voice training can be very important to trans women. Eventually, you'll have to force yourself to go back to your other voice. So it's not something that you're going to have to constantly be thinking of. At first, maybe, and most likely you will, but as time goes on, it will become totally natural for you to speak in your new voice, right? It's not like it's a fake voice, it's just your voice, especially after a lot of practice and a lot of time. So if I try to go back down to where I started, it takes some time. I like to go in a scale and just keep on lowering it until I get there. I think this is about where I would have been, and it still doesn't, I don't know how accurate this is to my old stuff. I'll put a clip in here of one of my more popular older videos to see if it's like accurate or not. I don't know, but that way you can see where I was before. I've been reading your comments and things as you post them, and I really like to hear from you and hear, you know, what you like and what you don't like about pretty much everything. And even in that clip, I was kind of trying to be a little bit more excitable, which would bring my voice up a couple octaves or whatever you want to say. I don't know how to read music or read notes, but that's just my idea of what's going on.
Parents are not told about this, and there's no way of challenging these pupils who are convinced by others that they have a problem they almost certainly do not have. Tragically, the end result could be irreversible surgical procedures. This is scandalous. She has also raised concerns that many teachers are now too scared to challenge students' claims that they are transgendered because they fear being sacked or sued for being transphobic. Yeah, that's true. Teachers cannot speak against this because the curriculum has changed, so they have to teach this stuff. They mirror teenage fantasies resembling pop stars like Justin Bieber. These trans kids actually become quite powerful in the school. Yeah, Justin Bieber, another trans role model. One video, popular YouTube star Alex Birdie tells a young person who said they were confused and didn't feel trans enough that they were repressing their transgender identity. The real Alex Birdie. 309,000 subs. This is an FTM. Kind of has that Hollywood actor look. See that eye tattoo right in the middle there. Gender Identity Clinic accused of fast-tracking young adults. Tavistock Center, the people that brought you the Beatles, launches review amid parents' fears over pace of transitioning decisions. Britain's only gender identity service for children is reviewing its operations amid claims made by a senior member of staff that it is failing to examine fully the psychological and social reasons behind young people's desire to change sex. The views are shared by a group of parents of transgender children who have raised their own concerns that the Tavistock Center's Gender Identity Development Service in London is fast-tracking young people into life-altering decisions without fully assessing their personal histories. Yeah. They're fast-tracking the entire world into becoming a tranny, all right? So we're going to have transsexual Tasmania, and they're turning the world into transsexual Transylvania. Hormones of the opposite sex will soon be considered to be like a vaccine. So they're going to give children hormones of the opposite sex before puberty as a way to prevent puberty from happening and a way to transgender the human race. Okay, that's what's going to happen. A doctor in Wales is prescribing cross-sex hormones to children as young as 12 who say they want to change sex, arguing that if they are confident of their gender identity, they should not have to wait until 16 to get the treatment. He had been on puberty blockers since the age of 9. He would have to now wait to get until 16 to get testosterone. His child has always been a boy, never worn a dress, always played with boys. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Oh, look at this. 2017. Transgender youth can now access hormone treatment without court approval. Now, where is this? Australia. Synthetic hormone injections for transgender children worry some doctors. Well, they're not transgender until you start injecting them with hormones. this is a new one. January 2nd, 2019. U.S. doctors are increasingly injecting children who have gender dysphoria with a powerful hormonal suppressant normally used to treat prostate cancer. See, eventually they're just going to inject all children with this. Okay, that's the goal. Lupron is the name of the drug, the diabolical push to sterilize gender transition and confuse kids. Yeah, It's from the Christian Examiner. Look at in the school, the classroom. They got these posters, propaganda posters. Trans fascism has arrived. They're confusing children about their bodies, putting them on puberty suppressants, puberty blockers, and hormone blockers like Lupron to change their physical sex. This is January 3rd, 2019. All right. So some of these Christian news organizations are realizing that the transpocalypse is real, putting them on a pathway to permanent sterilization, right? Sterilization. The Matrix. Look what happened to the Wachowski brothers. They're now the Wachowski sisters. Endocrinologists who refuse to back these experimental treatments struggle to be published. So if a doctor does not start doing this to children, they will be ostracized. Okay, so this is how they spin it. They call it gender-affirming hormones in surgery in transgender children and adolescents.
And we're believing a pharmaceutical company, Lupron, hormone blockers, reversible, so they say. Well, the truth is that in 2003, Lupron was sued and deemed a criminal enterprise by the U.S. government. They paid the most fine of any pharmaceutical company at that time, $874 million, wrote a check.
Is Lupron chemical castration?
Yes. We're giving it to pedophiles, aren't we? We're giving it to people that are dying, and we're giving it to kids, telling them that they were born in the wrong body and it's completely safe.
One of the drugs used is Lupron, right? Which mm-hmm. has actually been used to chemically castrate sex offenders?
You know what? I'm not sure that we should continue with this interview because it seems like it's going in a particular direction.
Well, you're a medical professional.
I am a medical professional.
So you don't want to talk about the drugs that you give to kids or...
Again, I'm a physician and I use medication. You're choosing exploitive words. Drugs I give to kids.
I'm choosing a
chemical
word that was in a dictionary.
That's not a correct term for puberty blocking.
I could look it up on my phone, but I'm pretty sure if I looked it up.
You can look it up on your phone.
It says medical definition, the administration of a drug to bring about a marked reduction in the body's production of androgens and especially testosterone.
And I'm saying, as a pediatrician who takes care of hundreds of these kids, when you use that terminology, you were being malignant and harmful.
I mean, there are some who would say that giving chemical castration drugs to kids is malignant and harmful.
It's about the context of caring for a child and seeing the suffering that kids can have that have not been an affirmative home situation.
PhDs, MDs, they're calling, the smart people are calling it gender-affirming hormones rather than soul-destroying poison. This is some kind of a medical journal. That's how they spin it. Gender incongruent people. But see, the goal is to give this to all children. A new wave of kids is coming out as transgender, and doctors are trying to keep up. So they're changing human beings into androgynes, and they also are brainwashing people. Scotland to embed LGBTI teaching across the curriculum. Equality campaigners hail new inclusive curriculum as a monumental victory. Right, the entire curriculum will be LGBTI focused. Scotland will become the first country in the world to embed the teaching of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex rights in the school curriculum in what campaigners have described as a historic moment. State schools will be required to teach pupils about the history of LGBTI equalities and movements, as well as tackling homophobia and transphobia and exploring LGBTI identity after ministers accepted in full the recommendations of a working group led by the Time for Inclusive Education campaign. There will be no exemptions or opt-outs to the policy, which will embed LGBTI inclusive education across the curriculum and across subjects, in which the Scottish government believes is a world first. The government has accepted all 33 recommendations included in a report by the working group. Scotland moves toward an LGBT inclusive curriculum with Catholic approval. And what kind of things are they teaching in this new curriculum? Boys can have periods too, children to be taught in latest victory for transgender campaigners. School children will be taught that all genders can have periods in new sex education lessons and a victory for transgender rights campaigners. Trans boys and men and non-binary people may have periods. Menstruation must be inclusive of all genders. Well, there you go. All right. I mean, any doubt that we are in the end times must consider this information. The same council also recently released a Trans Inclusion Schools Toolkit to help teachers treat gender identity sensitively. It asks teachers to be respectful and inclusive of children who are questioning their gender and tells them that purposefully not referring to children by their preferred pronoun or name can constitute harassment. The toolkit also recommends schools adopt a non-gendered uniform so that all children feel included and to reduce bullying. Tory MP David Davies told the Mail on Sunday that it was insanity for teachers to tell pupils that transgender boys can have areas. Some schools allow children to register with a gender option besides girl or boy. The term non-binary on school forms signals a new inclusiveness, experts say. The experts, there it is right there, non-binary. This is the message children get, right? They go to school. This is the new human. Gender, male, female, non-binary. See, what's going to happen basically is that if the child ticks a box and registers as a non-binary, then they're going to have some kind of legal authority to actually administer hormones of the opposite sex to that child. See, they're setting up this legal infrastructure to transform the human race, Shiva, the god of transformation, in front of CERN. And now in the religion system, Church of England to offer baptism-style services to transgender people to celebrate their new identity for first time. Okay, so it's a baptism to all their transgendered androgynous gods. They're getting baptized to their new identity. They're getting reborn. They're born again as a tranny. Church of England already saying that God is androgynous, and if people are created in the image of God, then to be born again will be androgynous. This is salvation to these people, all right? Church of England has encouraged its clergy to create baptism-style ceremonies for transgender people to welcome them into the Anglican faith. New pastoral guidance published on Tuesday advises clergy to refer to transgender people by their new name, although it stops short of being a baptism. But it's kind of like a baptism. The minister lays their hands on the candidate, addresses them by name, and prays for them. We are absolutely clear that everyone is made in the image of God. Well, they've already redefined God as being androgynous, right? I've already talked about that. All right, here's the actual document, Pastoral Guidance for Use in Conjunction with the Affirmation of Baptismal Faith in the Context of Gender Transition. 1. The Church of England welcomes and encourages the unconditional affirmation of trans people equally with all people within the body of Christ, and rejoices in the diversity of that body into which all Christians have been baptized by one Spirit. 2. If a transgender person is not already baptized, then baptism itself would be the natural liturgical context for recognizing and celebrating their identity in Christ and God's love for them. Where such a person has already been baptized, the House of Bishops commends the rite of affirmation of baptismal faith as the central feature of any service to recognize liturgically a person's gender transition. The image of God in which we are all made transcends gender, race, and any other characteristic. Our shared identity as followers of Jesus is the unity which makes all one in Christ. Yeah, see how they put a little spin. They put their own little spin on Scripture, as usual. Baptism is the place where we find our true identity. Remember, this is salvation for them. This is their version of salvation, all right? Becoming an androgyne, what they believe salvation is, all right? It's their religion. So this is just paganized Christianity, all right? They just use the Christian names, but they have a totally different philosophy. Humanity, not mankind. EU Parliament urges MEPs to adopt gender-neutral language, EU flag, and gender neutrality symbol, eradicating the two sexes and also the language and the ideas around them. All right, it's going to be illegal to use certain pronouns, as we can see here. New transgender law in Australia could make it illegal to call individuals he or she. Okay? Illegal to use the words he or she. controversial new transgender law could see people in Tasmania, Australia, imprisoned for using the pronouns he or she. The law change would also allow parents to decide whether to record their child's gender on birth certificates or to opt out. No, it's actually the opposite way. They will have to opt in to record their child's sex, and if they do so, I'm sure they will be ostracized and heavily harassed. There's cases around the world of this already. People are going to jail for misgendering, all right? So misgendering people is now a crime. And Scrabble adds new words, including gender-neutral pronoun Z. And soon you will not be able to use he or she in Scrabble. Those words are banned. They're illegal words. The thought police are watching you. Gender-neutral toys moving into toy markets. H&M launching an entirely gender-neutral collection. And Dem lawmaker wants federal laws rewritten with gender-neutral terms. Changing the language, changing the concept, eradicating male and female. The entire concepts and also the entire reality of male or female. Humanity itself is being destroyed. We're in the last days, all right? The last decade.
And recently, Lara Logan interviewed a UN insider who explained to her why children are the biggest target.
I get it, but I don't get it. The children. I have such a problem with this. You got to explain this one to me. And he said, well, first of all, you're looking at it the wrong way. I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, they don't define children the way you do. They don't define the world the way you do. The choices that you face are not their choices, right? They look at it completely differently. And I said, well, okay, so how do they look at it? And he said, for them, everything is defined by their one fundamental, all-consuming purpose. I said, which is what? He said, to defeat God. For them, the younger you are, the closer you are to God, the more pain they can inflict on God. So the more you can make a baby or a small child suffer, the greater your victory over God. And that is the only consideration for them.
I'm glad we're back today. I want to tell you about God. God is Jesus, and Jesus is God. And Jesus came to earth to die for our sins, and he raised from the grave so that we can have eternal life and live with him forever in heaven. It's a great thing to talk about because God is the one who will set you free from sin. And sin is the bad stuff we do, and the bad stuff we think, and the bad stuff we say, and the bad stuff we do, and the bad stuff we say, like lying and not being truthful. Sin is just on our hearts, but God takes it and puts it on his own son while he's dying on the cross. He took our sin so that we can live with him forever. And that's amazing. It's amazing that God takes our sin and gives it to Jesus, and Jesus dies on the cross and raised from the grave, and we can have eternal life with him. That's crazy. But I just wanted to talk to you guys about that because I know I love Jesus. I just love you, and I want to say goodbye. Goodbye, everyone.